Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio, 101.3 KPCG. And you can get our podcasts at thetrumpet.com or wherever you like to get your podcasts at. Jesus Christ lived a perfect life as a human being, and He is our perfect example. And He's a great example of thankfulness. Jesus Christ was very thankful. He was thankful to His Father, and He thanked Him, and some of those prayers of thanksgiving are recorded in the Bible. On today's episode, I want to look at one thing that Jesus Christ thanked His Father for. One particular thing that He thanked His Father for. Of course, there's other things that He thanked His Father for, but I want to look at one specific example. Let's notice Matthew 11 in verse 25. Matthew 11 in verse 25, we have a few passages today. If you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out. We could look at these scriptures together. Matthew 11 and verse 25, it says, "At that time, Jesus answered and said, 'I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babes.'" Jesus Christ was thanking His Father for revealing truth to those who are teachable, to those who are childlike. If you read the preceding verses, Christ was correcting people for not repenting, even after seeing the mighty works that He did. You know, He was doing incredible miracles, and people were observing it, and yet many were not repenting. They were not really understanding Christ's message. In some cases, they were argumentative. But here Jesus Christ was thankful to His Father, because God reveals things to those that are childlike. So how childlike are we? You know, when we see God's mighty works, are we quick to repent? Are we humble enough to be taught by God and His government? God's way of life is a way of always going to school. It's like our first day of school. You know, of course, we should be learning and growing in grace and knowledge, but we have to have the attitude where we're always teachable, where we understand that we don't know everything, that there's more to learn, and we have to continue to be taught and continue to seek God's direction. See, Jesus Christ here was dealing with people in certain cities that were not teachable. He was talking to those in Capernaum and Chorazin and Bethsaida, and they were not teachable. And He was saying, look, if I had done these amazing works and these miracles in Sodom, they would have repented. But you don't. What was the problem? Well, they were too wise in their own eyes. They thought they knew everything. They didn't want to be taught. They were not teachable. Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong wrote this in the 1986 Plain Truth magazine. He said, "Real truth is revealed." And that's something to be very thankful for. You know, we're blessed to have truth revealed to us from God. Without God's revealed truth, you know, what do we know about anything? Real truth is revealed. Unless revealed, it remains a mystery, utterly unknown to the deceived and vain intellectuals. And that's the way it is. That's the way it was in Christ's day. There were people that were deceived and very vain and thought they knew the answers to things, and so Christ couldn't teach them. You know, Jesus Christ was trying to teach God's revealed truth, and yet those people who consider themselves wise and thought they were quite intellectual and quite scholarly and quite smart, they rejected that revelation. Here is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel, giving them hope, giving them purpose, giving them some understanding, working miracles. And yet many did not respond to that because they were deceived and vain. They were wise in their own eyes and they wouldn't be taught. You know, imagine just having that situation there, Jesus Christ being right there directly teaching, you know, the group that you're in, and the group just being too smart to listen. They thought they knew too much. They knew too much to listen to Jesus Christ. Many people, though, were in that condition, and many people still are today. Now, no one wants to think they are, but you look at professing Christians and the way they live in many cases, and some of the obvious and direct commands of God that they don't follow and don't want to follow. Well, they're rejecting the teachings of Jesus Christ. We do not want to be in that condition. Jesus Christ was so thankful to his Father that people with a teachable attitude would be able to understand the truth. Jesus Christ dealt with so many people that just wouldn't listen to him. They wouldn't listen. They were too smart, as they viewed it. And so Christ was very thankful that God the Father reveals his truth unto babes or those who are humble and teachable. And we need to have that attitude where we can, be taught. Notice Matthew 18. This theme is brought out multiple times in the Gospels. Matthew 18, we'll see another example here. Matthew 18, verses 1 through 4. It says, "At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Verse 2, And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them. And he said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Jesus Christ was teaching them about conversion, teaching us about conversion. This is a quote from the 1953 Good News. It says, "Jesus was speaking to his disciples, telling them to cultivate characteristics that little children ought to have. He knew that a normal, well-trained child will be humble before his parents and have implicit faith in their love, wisdom, and power to help him. Christ was simply pointing out that his followers need this quality in order to inherit God's kingdom." And that's what Christ was so thankful for. He was thanking his Father that there were people like this, people that were teachable, that were humble, that they would love God, that they would seek his wisdom, they would seek his power to help them, he knew that they could trust him, wanted to be taught. A converted mind is responsive, humble, teachable. And Jesus Christ was so thankful to his Father that he would reveal truth to people with that mindset, people that would really take that truth and use it. This responsive, humble, teachable attitude is what God wants to cultivate in all of us. I mean, this is the type of attitude that God can reveal truth to. This is the type of attitude that will do what God instructs. You know, conversion is the changing of our minds and actions from the carnal way of natural man to the spiritual way in thinking and acting like God does. You know, people do things naturally. There's usually a natural reaction to circumstances, or they naturally think about life in a physical way. But God wants us to think about things like he does and to live like he does. And our minds have to be converted for that to happen. And Jesus Christ was so thankful to his Father that he revealed truth to those people that would value it, that would use it, that would grow, and that would be teachable. There's so much value in having that type of an attitude, a teachable attitude. Notice Mark 10, another passage here from the Gospels. Mark 10, and we'll look at verses 13 through 16. Again, another situation with children here. And verse 13, it says, "And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them." People were looking for Jesus Christ to bless their little children. Verse 14, "But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased." He was displeased with the attitude of the disciples that were rebuking those that brought the children. You know, they probably thought, well, look, he's really busy. He doesn't have time for this. But Jesus said, no, this is really important. He didn't like the fact that they were, you know, sort of not accepting these children as they should have. And he said unto them, verse 14, suffer the little children or allow them to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. And verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and he blessed them. So Jesus Christ set the example here of blessing little children. But again, you notice the points that he brings out. These little children, they have qualities that are essential for a converted person that will ultimately be born into the kingdom of God. You know, they are teachable. They're humble. And again, if they're well-behaved and so forth, of course, sometimes children aren't. But Christ was talking about those that are well-behaved, that are properly reared, and they're shown the right way to go. They have a teachable attitude. They have a receptive attitude. They have a trusting attitude. And that's what we need to have. And again, Jesus Christ dealt with people that really just thought they knew everything. They wouldn't listen. And he was so thankful to his Father for revealing truth to those that were childlike, that were teachable, that had a mind that was willing to listen to God and then apply what he said, knowing that God knows the answer, knowing that God alone can reveal truth. And he does that again through his apostles and prophets. And, you know, we study the Bible and we can understand some of his mind. And as he opens our mind up, if he's calling us and working with us, but God has to show us. Notice Isaiah 66. This is a great passage here, just again, giving us some perspective on who God can work with. Isaiah 66, verses 1 and 2. Thus says the Eternal, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. That gives us a little bit of perspective. You know, we have our lives physically, and they're pretty small. You know, we're pretty weak today, and here's God. The heaven is his throne. The earth is his footstool. I've got a footstool in my house. It's a little ottoman, and I put my feet up on it sometimes when I'm sitting on the couch or in a chair. But for God, the earth is his footstool. And he says, where is the house that you build unto me? Where is the place of my rest? In verse 2, for all those things has my hand made, and all those things have been, says the Eternal. So we see how great God is. He says, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word. So God, again, is working with and teaching and revealing to those that have this teachable attitude. They have a contrite spirit. They're poor. In other words, they're broken in spirit. They're repentant. And they tremble at God's word. If they hear it, they apply it. They believe God. You know, God gives us the Ten Commandments. He gives us instruction in his word. And yet it's easy to just sort of go through life and not think about those things that much. But those that are childlike, they're going to stop and think about the law of God, and they're going to apply it. See, a truly humble, contrite attitude, it gets God's attention. He's paying attention to these people. And Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, he thanked his Father that he would reveal truth to babes. Those that were, just like we read here in Isaiah 66:2, poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at God's word. That is the type of mind that God will reveal truth to. And Jesus Christ thanked his Father that he would reveal truth to people with that type of an attitude. So we should be thankful people, and we should, just like Jesus Christ was, be thankful that God reveals his truth. And he does so to a teachable mind. So we need to strive to have those teachable minds so that God can reveal his truth to us. We have a great correspondence course that we'd like to send to you that's full of all kinds of wonderful information about the Word of God. It's called the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. It's free at thetrumpet.com. and it will help you to understand more and more about what your Bible teaches. And for people that have that teachable attitude, it's a great tool. It's an eye-opening tool, and really it's revolutionary in the lives of those who will really hear it and tremble at God's word and apply it. It's a wonderful blessing to have God's truth revealed, and Jesus Christ was so thankful that his Father would reveal it to those who are teachable. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.